From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. NATO says two of its non-combat coalition soldiers were killed today in southern Afghanistan when a pair of individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul says its members returned fire, killing the attackers. The statement said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain men. The NATO-led non-combat mission consists of around 13,000 soldiers and has been training Afghan national forces since January 2015. Also today, the Associated Press cites Romania's defense ministry as saying two of its soldiers were killed and a third injured while training near Kandahar. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in Aleppo is in effect, providing some welcome breathing space for residents in the battleground northern Syrian city. Displaced families returned home, schools reopened, and vendors resumed some activities as the truce went into effect today. The city had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The United States welcomed the extension of the cessation of hostilities in Aleppo, but continues to seek broader results. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist just hours before he was sentenced to 5 more years in prison. According to Turkish media, two friends of the gunman who fired at Can Dündar, editor of an opposition newspaper, were detained for questioning today. Dündar was unharmed but was sentenced to 5 years, 10 months. The paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, was sentenced to 5 years. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets but acquitted of several other charges. This is VOA News.